Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Last week, I'm floating on that cloud, though. Birthday show. Nah. Okay, cool.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferoso episode of the No Need for Apology Show. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And welcome back, man. Thank you guys all for tuning in. Continue to tune in, support the show. New time on 7 o'clock now on Sunday night. So that
that's prime.
On YouTube.
That's prime.
That's like nighttime. That's when America's Funniest Home Videos
Seinfeld
used to come
used to come on 7:30.
I used to have to be in the house when the street lights came on.
Street light time.
And it was usually around 6:30, 7 o'clock.
You Shirley was eat, making pork chops
you'd
with the greens.
You'd watch your favorite show.
Favorite show.
And then you would go to bed.
Go to sleep, 9 o'clock. Wake up refreshed,
so
ready for the next
day. Make sure you follow us on social media at NNFA Podcast on all platforms.
That's no need for apologies.
Follow us individually. I'm Dave Temple. And
I'm Derek Gaines.
That's no. Yours is Great Boy.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm Dave Temple. I thought you was just like, I'm Dave. The Great Boy. T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T-B-O-Y.
But make sure you follow the podcast anywhere you guys can listen. Subscribe on YouTube. Every like, view, comment, and share counts. Also, I want to send a huge shout out, new subscriber to the YouTube, Sound Diva 50. Thank you so much.
That's my
showing
mother.
Some love. That's your mom?
Sound Diva. That's my mom.
I was wondering what kind of name that
Sound
was.
Sound Diva is that, my mother. My mother's
sense.
An audio engineer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's my mom. My mom just joined the YouTube page. Mom, brace yourself.
Yo, go She's watch the premium content.
Sound Diva 50.
Precious
That's
Stone.
Mom's.
Please go watch movies with us, okay?
Mom, I warn you, it's a lot of shit we be saying on here. No need for apologies, Mom. So, but you're taking chances doing this.
All of you guys can enjoy what Derek's mom is about
Sound
to enjoy.
Diva. Sound Diva is my mother. My mother's an audio engineer, and her nickname is Sound Diva. That's so fucking
She's
crazy.
She's going to have a good time. Your mom was cutting up at City Winery Show last week. So.
Mom's had a good time. My mom and my aunt, shout out to my mom and aunt for having the greatest time ever. Made my heart jump. Yeah. Especially when Yamanika came out and the two ladies went off. It was like, Yamanika! It was like...
This is also a good weekend because as this show drops out, if you guys are watching this right now on YouTube, it is it's Derek's birthday. Right?
It is.
Like your birthday was, what's the actual date?
July 29th.
I feel bad. As a homie, I never know that.
But I don't never be throwing shit. I'm an impromptu nigga.
I know. Yeah. But it's like weird because dudes, as men, we don't know how to celebrate. I actually want to introduce our guests now just to see what their relationship is, whether they know each other's birthdays, whether that's a thing that it transcends into podcast world, or is it just our friendship because we are... Dudes. So, here on the show this week, we've got great guests. This is not
two guests.
This is not their first time. I mean, it is, but it isn't.
Okay.
So, we have the Thing Is podcast from here on the Gas Digital Network.
Get the fuck out. We doing a collab.
Yeah. You don't remember, we've done this before.
We did?
Jesus.
Oh, wait. No. It was another motherfucker with it, right?
It was another motherfucker. Yeah.
And I hated him. I didn't like him at all.
You know, I'm going to tell my mom to subscribe right now. Hold on. Just Gina Fettuccini is about to subscribe to the YouTube page. Let's
That's
go.
A nice Italian.
Let's go.
That is a beautiful Italian mom name.
Let's go.
From the thing is, podcast, we've got Shannon Lee Hire and Mike Figgs.
Let's go.
Wow. Welcome,
what's
man.
Up, guys?
Wow. That is so hilarious because we've done this collaboration before and you were extremely honorary on that podcast.
What happened?
I was and you don't day. Even remember it.
Yeah, I just remember I didn't like Dude. That's all I remember.
You remember Shannon? Damn. Did you like Shannon?
I always like Shannon. Shannon's great. Oh my Shannon's God. Great. Me and Shannon, I've never had a problem with Shannon, okay. like ever.
I don't want you to have a problem because Figgs is a great friend of mine.
Figgs
so
is my
do you, boy. You know Figgs?
Yeah, man.
Okay. This
yeah,
is good.
He be hosting at the stand. He be doing his thing. I'm like, give it up for Turtle from Entourage. Yeah, everybody goes up. Hey, you know, it's a fun time.
Welcome, though. No, Figgs, your first time on the show.
Yeah, man.
Long overdue. Here. Thank you guys for coming in. You know, do you guys know each other's birthdays or?
So, yes. As of recently, yes.
When's my birthday?
It is June 9th.
June 3rd.
Oh, well, they're close enough
February.
Together. They're close enough together. Yeah, yeah.
Your shit in February.
Yeah, mine's in February.
That's
yeah.
all I know.
I don't do it. Like, it's a weird thing because it's like, I know. I'm like, all right, it is Derek's birthday. We should do. I even thought about getting him a little cupcake or something to bring into the podcast. And I was just like, ew, that's
nigga.
Yeah,
nigga.
Not a little cupcake.
All I'm saying, first of all, cupcake.
Balloon. Like, I was thinking about sending someone to the store, like, yo, someone go get him some balloons or something and decorate that. I knew we had time.
It is my birthday week, but you got to understand, nigga, Ninja Turtles coming out. That's enough birthday for me. Ninja Turtles come out August 2nd. Yeah. Let's go see the Turtles.
He's going to be 39, by the way.
I'm going to be 39 years old. Ninja Turtles coming out, and I'm hyped. I'm sorry. I'm a simple nigga, man.
Listen, you're not wrong. Barbie just topped as the most, like, the grossest film of the year. And I say
the highest grossing film.
Yeah.
The grossest
that shit
movie.
Is gross. Fuck
the
Barbie.
Grossest movie. No, shout out to the girls. The gross. Girls got to have fun, man.
It looks funny.
They dressing funny. Up. They getting in pink. Everybody got their titties out.
Yes. Yeah.
Good
yes.
for Barbie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm about to do that next weekend.
You're dressing your up in all pink yeah. to go see Barbie? Yeah.
Put on the yeah. pink. Push the girls.
Who are you going
go
with?
Barbie.
I'm actually going with a bunch of family members.
Yeah.
And it's like all the girls are dressing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
were
Barbie.
You that into Barbie
no.
as a kid?
No, I just think it's like a fun thing to do with the family.
That's the same yeah. way I feel about like this Ninja Turtle thing with my 39-year-old co-host yeah. here. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. We'll do
yeah,
it.
You know
what, man? I want to see
whatever.
The evolution. I want to see the evolution of Turtles. I hear it's got better comedy writers on this one, and they got that new animation thing with the
yeah,
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
They got all
yeah.
the,
yeah.
They got all the cool animation, so I'll probably take a, like a shroom or something.
Yeah. There you go. Shannon, how far are you going? Are you just putting on like a pink t-shirt, or are you slutting it up for Barbie or what?
Girls be slutting it up. I saw
pumps.
A lot of girls slutting it up with them pink pumps,
feet,
fuchsia sundresses, no draws.
Yeah.
I like no I like the pink pumps thing, so I might okay. do that in like pink tank top.
Come on,
okay,
shit.
Okay, and that's dope. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Figgs, you seem like you'd play along. Would your lady? Is she trying to go see Barbie?
We were just talking about it. I was like, yeah, I'll see it. Like, you know, let's come to it.
Yeah,
know. I don't want to see Oppenheimer. Whatever the fuck. Come on.
Yeah,
all right, I want to see Oppenheimer. Yeah. The Manhattan Project. Yeah. Come on, man.
I see that
home movie.
No, it's the making of the nuclear bomb.
It's a nuclear bomb. Yeah,
we're in the race with the Nazis. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm already in.
I'm not a big fan of science and math movies.
Give me the science.
I have a degree in math, and I could give less than a fuck. Like, Hidden Figures did nothing for me. Okay? Racism
but
in math, it did not exist.
It's beautiful irony. It's like irony, though. China gave us Barbie, and we gave China Oppenheimer. You see
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so it's two big blow-ups at the same time. Barbie blew up, and China blew the fuck up. I want to see why the fuck everybody hates us.
I think
and
you need
the
Japan.
The Manhattan story, the Manhattan Project. The making of the nuclear bomb. I was in when I saw the previews last year. I was like, yeah, I want to see that shit.
Okay.
Dude, I've always been interested.
I don't know if China blew up. I think Japan.
One of them.
I think it was
It was over there.
Yeah.
It was
if
over
you
there.
You know, you do need to see the movie.
Yeah, if you
want to
know why America hates us, it's because of comments like that.
Why China.
China dolls.
I knew I threw a bomb at somebody.
We threw a bomb at somebody. They was Asian. I remember they was Asian.
Paco's flipping right now. He's tight.
I have a dumb question. Wasn't the Manhattan Project something with like the ship that disappeared
Bruh,
and reappeared?
I don't know. I just remember Turtles 3 or Ninja Turtles was called the Manhattan Project. That's as
I
far as I knew.
I remember the Turtles Manhattan Project.
As far
that
as
was
I
actually,
knew.
Yeah, that was even better.
I don't know anything else about the Manhattan Project. I don't know what that has to do with Manhattan Beach in California. I don't know.
All
okay?
I know is there's a bomb movie I want to see about.
It was also at a time where I don't know how you guys grew up. My mom paid a lot of money for a set of encyclopedias. Mm. And that became like, don't ask me shit.
You got a Britannica? That,
yeah, we had Encyclopedia Britannica, and I was no longer allowed to even ask how to spell shit.
Yeah, man.
My mom paid a lot of money for them.
Shout out to the encyclopedias. I used to do whole book reports just jacking words from the encyclopedia. I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna memorize that, rewrite it, and then go send it in. I cheated my way through grade school.
I had them, but I had like a bootleg version. I didn't have Encyclopedia Britannica. Like, they were red. It was like a different brand.
It was not Encyclopedia.
It was an encyclopedia with multiple volumes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was a different brand. Wow.
Like, I had it for the computer. I had Encarta. You guys remember Encarta?
I remember Encarta.
I had that. Yeah. It was nice.
You had it. So wait,
Windows 95.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, I remember Encarta from Windows 95.
You had a computer with everybody in the house was using this? Or?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I used it at nighttime.
Yeah.
And I had LimeWire. LimeWire fucked up my computer a couple
Where
times.
Where was your computer? Was it in like the dining room?
Or? It was outside the living room. I had a small one bedroom apartment. Yeah. It was right when you open the door. It was the foyer.
Wait, you're making it sound like you were living by yourself.
No, I lived.
I'm like, wait, you had your own apartment?
This is my foyer.
Windows 95?
This is my Puerto Rican side. It was a one bedroom apartment. It was me, my brother, my mom, and my dad.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's my right. Mom's motherfucker said,
that is a we. That is a nosotros, okay?
Yeah. That's Totos. That's Totos.
You're getting there. You get your Spanish down.
Good job, Tiana.
Yo, no, it's not her. It is it's Duolingo. I'm like on
Dua Lipa?
I'm on like day 90, like just like a 90-day awesome. Streak. Like, I'm doing it and I'm getting good. I can hear the shit a lot better.
That's amazing.
The
man.
Examples though are getting wild. One, I mess up on all the gay examples. Like, it's so much gayness. It'll be like some dude talking about how his esposo is running late. And I'm like, esposa? And they're like, no, esposo. And I'm like, oh, fuck, dude.
Wait a minute. So his esposa, what's the, and then the A's and O's?
If you add an A, it's a girl. Wife. If it's an O, it's a husband.
It's a dude.
But like, they're trying to make sure it's inclusive, husband. But I'll get it wrong. I'm like, no, it's definitely
speaking
not
of
a husband.
Inclusive, Shan, I saw a My Dog commercial where a man was pregnant.
What? Gotta go. See you later.
Always like doing it. Yeah, there's a My Dog commercial now where there was a bitch with a beard, goatee, kind of looked like Figs, but he was pregnant with a motherfucker.
I feel like, isn't that so selfish though? It's like, if you're like, you know what? No, I'm not a woman. And I'm not going to be a woman. I'm going to be a dude.
Isolate
then you don't
that,
get.
Please.
Then you don't get to have.
And we're canceled.
Then you don't get to have the baby. Like, you're saying you don't want to be that. That's not what you identify as. You're being like selfish.
So you're being greedy. That's what you said.
Yeah.
You
think.
Want all the cake, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
You want to eat it and light a candle and shit it out and then put it back together,
dude,
huh?
We were on Legion of Skanks last week discussing a video of a background dancer dancing with Lizzo and them, mm-hmm. and it was just some dude, Big Jayla.
Yeah.
And it was like watching everyone try to be so inclusive. Like, she's amazing. And it's just like, come on. You know, you're like, come on. You're infiltrating this space. Big girl dancers? Can't we have anything?
I know.
Yeah, they can't even have periods now.
Y'all can't. Why are they fucking with y'all, man?
We have nothing left.
Why are they fucking with? They in like every. They on, y'all might all commercials. They in them now. They got y'all.
Yeah.
PMS was the only thing we had.
That's all y'all had left. I'm writing a joke.
That's the only reason why I do want to go to the Barbie movie. I just want to see what dudes are showing up there infiltrating.
Oh, no. You know the staff at the cellar? It's a lot of cool gay guys.
They dressed in pink. No, I want to see straight dudes there just trying to blend in. Oh, you know what I mean?
I'm here for Ken.
Yeah, or just like fucking it up where it's like, oh, I'm headless Barbie. You know what I mean? So they're dressing up more Halloween, neck and shit all ripped off. You know what I mean? Because that's where I knew Barbie's from.
Oh, I thought you meant guys that were going there trying to pick up chicks because they know that's where all the chicks are going.
Let outs be crazy at the Barbie movie. Bro.
You think, you get a girl from the Barbie movie?
Maybe, because I bet you that the girls like went and had some drinks beforehand. Yeah. Then they're going to go
Barbie,
to
It's a whole thing,
but it's the group. Like you said, you're about to go
with my family, though.
Right?
But they're probably like girl groups, like silly
you know how many girl
groups.
Probably it's like a Beyonce concert.
Can you holler at girls in a girl group?
I've never succeeded. Maybe at most,
you can get a number and like, hey, we'll connect later when you're not with your friends. But pulling a chick away from her friends. You travel a lot. You've done some girl groups, right? Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Can you talk about this? Any of your girls get laid on any of these trips?
Dudes pull up and really land the one out of five of y'all. Like, he did his work, and then y'all was like, because
y'all,
nice.
Y'all might even like it, but y'all not going to do it because the other girls, right?
Yeah, because well, y'all team up.
I would say I haven't seen it personally happen, but I believe it can be done.
Wow. You hear that, fellas?
Sending us on a dummy mission.
Because you can be like, you have to befriend all of the girls in order to make it happen.
You got
to
be suave to do that yes. shit.
Imagine then, this. Two of your boys show up early, right? Let's say you two guys show up early. Mm-hmm. Right when you walk in, you see a whole group of girls. One guy go out, get like three big popcorns, come in. Ladies, we bought you some popcorn. We're going to be up there watching.
Do I got to use that voice?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta use that voice.
Come on, you can do it, Derek. Figs is the Italian ladies, side ladies. Of Figs.
Ladies,
oh.
ladies, a little ladies, bit of I know, ladies. Listen, take the milk duds. Ladies. Take the milk duds, put it in a popcorn.
Ladies, damn.
Listen, we're going to be up there, right?
Some popcorn.
And then you flash the AMC rewards card. Yo, look at that. You see that?
Hilarious.
You see that, ladies? Hilarious. I'm up there. I'm up there, all right? Enjoy the movie.
I kind of fuck with it. Shannon, you fuck with that? No, if you some creep. Italian dude gave three popcorn.
I would
popcorn.
Be nervous. I would be nervous about that.
Yeah.
Some fat Italian you kid just, comes with milk duds and popcorn.
You just wasted your money. They're not eating that. They're literally setting those
no,
buckets down
like, oh
on the floor.
God. They're going to be like, oh my God, he was kind of cute, right? Oh my God. And they're eating popcorn.
That's in your mind. I don't really think that's happening in reality. I really don't.
Let's go to the tower. Toto Tower. Tiana's in there. Tiana. Mike Figgs. Someone who looks like Mike Figgs. Walks in. Mary J. Blige t-shirt,
so
all
you
of that.
And all
you know
your
I mean?
Spanish homegirls wearing pink.
And he just drops, what, two large tubs of popcorn?
Tubs. Three. He said
it depends
three.
On how many. You see like a whole row of chicks.
A whole row.
You get him three tubs. And you tell me, go, listen, you can
three tubs.
You go, you can refill that.
This motherfucker work at IKEA.
Collectible.
Three tubs of popcorn.
That's the collectible tub.
He said the collectible tub.
Big
Barbie.
Big B on it. The pink joint, the new
pink
one.
Pink joint.
Collectible bin.
Okay, boy.
And you go, hey, sweetheart. Sweetheart. You go, pass that down to your other friend.
I think you're winning her. I think, yeah, she's nodding her head yes. I think she's going along
down.
With this.
Figs, at first I was going to side with Shannon because that's hella creepy to just approach me with some food that you could possibly poison.
Okay.
But
you can't poison three tubs of popcorn.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
That's I think that's why you get three.
It's already
so
poison.
They don't taste the poison over all that salt.
Jesus.
Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 mm-hmm. living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get high?
Mm.
Like really high.
Mm.
Like really super duper legally high.
Really?
Who talks like that? I do. Well, since I started smoking Delta 8, and you can too if you go to DeltaYoDelta.com where you can stock up on
high quality
lab tested Delta 8. Make you say things like super duper.
Uh-huh.
Listen, if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of the states where this is legal, well, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. Well, what is Delta 8?
What is Delta 8?
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped in various states and gets you high. And listen, if you're looking to get high, do you really care what it is? Some of you huff cans of whipped cream.
Huff
Some
cans.
Of you put glue in a bag and
whip
it sniff
glue.
It. So why are you asking me what's in Delta 8? It's good for you. It's good for you.
It's go better
to,
for you.
Go to YoDelta.com. You'll find a mix of gummies, vapes, and all of your getting stone needs, you know, flowers, papers, all that kind of stuff.
All
and
that other stuff.
I can tell you Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Responsibly.
So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS,
GAS,
G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta. Home of the Delta 8 that will get you super...
Super duper stratospherically high.
Right, no? Let's get back into it.
Let's go to the show.
Oh, see, here's where you're going wrong. Because nowadays, you're going to go to like a dine-in theater. That's okay. Where everyone's going. So you drink
That's
wine.
That's the hot shit now.
So you buy a drink and send it over.
So now if it's a dine-in theater, you get shots. So you got to be big bowler.
But you send it over through the waitress and
yeah,
be like, let
her
know.
Yeah, if you send
it
through, yes. Tell them, girl, yeah. That's kind of fly.
Waitress shows up with a little tray, all like 10 shots. She goes, hey, ladies, these shots are from that guy up
yes.
there. And then the girls look, they smell the cologne from the draft.
Wow.
And I look and I just go, enjoy the movie. Enjoy the movie.
Okay, you guys collectively have just ruined the movie experience. You've just ruined it. Now it's a nightclub. Now there's douchebags yeah. sending drinks around.
Niggas at the movies doing like this, Dave. The niggas that do like this. The niggas that do ladies. Ladies,
enjoy the fucking movie.
ladies,
enjoy that fucking movie, okay?
Wait, just out of curiosity, too, who are you with? Because you're with homies, right?
You with the homies.
Yeah, I'm with you guys.
This is, that's
I'm with
saying.
You guys.
This
it's
is the
us.
Club. This has now become the club.
Movies club now.
Yo, it's too many dudes, man. Well, listen, y'all got to break this up.
You see my boy right there? He's 39 years old.
It's his birthday. Goes, come
on,
ladies.
He's a great one. He's a great one.
Ladies,
gosh,
it's his birthday. This guy's on television. How he's in movies.
Hey, TV's dead right now. Don't even bring that up. Stand up. That's it.
Look.
You bitches see Buttercase, son?
Listen, we thought the movies were dead. Remember that? At the beginning of the year, we thought the movies were never going to recover.
Dave, the way you think, bro. Good for you.
We are now in a big boom of like, okay, we're at the box office.
Films is back.
We're making movies that people care about. No one wants to see this number 7 of
your
franchise.
Five flops, too.
No one wants to see number 10 of your franchise. Give us an original script, and we'll fucking watch it. Yeah. But the thing was, AMC, they were trying to change things. They were like, hey, look, maybe we add like a VIP package or more like, you know, the assigned seats things. Mm-hmm. Now, I personally said this would never work.
Okay.
Because people at the movies don't make enough money to enforce assigned.
Yeah, listen, there's fights all the time.
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. And this is where I want to get to you, Shannon, because I know you're into this sort of thing.
Okay.
Right. Could you pull up a video here, man, the one where it says man fights over movie theater seats?
Uh-oh.
I just feel like this is...
This is always the worst. That's always an awkward, man.
It sounds terrible.
Shannon, if you go on a date with a guy at the movies and he gets into a fight, because you like... This is some of the stuff you talk about on The Thing Is, right? Like guys fighting in public and stuff for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but that wasn't my answer to your question.
Go ahead.
My answer isn't yes to overall question. I don't want to weigh in until we see the video and like, put myself into a corner.
Okay.
But I don't like somebody who is like a headache and unhinged all the time. Mm-hmm. I just want to know that like if something crazy goes down and there's no way out, that I'm protected.
Okay.
But not someone who's a problem.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe when I was in my 20s. Yeah.
I mean, just use that shit when you need to.
You got the video there, T?
Go ahead. I'm trying to have a good time.
I don't know whether it sounds.
It's going to be Louis J. Gomez watching.
I know, right?
Fucking fighting.
Oh, Christ. Uh-huh. Oh, damn. There it is.
Oh, damn.
Black dude.
So apparently,
he's like an
black
old man.
Dude was the dude is like 63 that he's beating up, right? And the guy got called out, and they're looking for these people.
By the way, look how casually she walks out. This is the fifth time today this has happened.
That's what I said. She doesn't seem to really have a problem with this. Can you show that again and them walking out? Like, there's no embarrassment or shame, and it's the fight was over. He was sitting in seats that weren't his.
This guy.
Yeah, and the old man was like, hey, I think those are my seats.
Oh, shit, no, he completely
in the
wrong.
And you guys
moved. He's in the wrong,
So he just beat the shit out of an old man.
For no reason.
On a date.
That was kind of hot.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Because I know Shannon's into that shit.
You want peanut M&Ms or what?
No, that's gross.
That's terrible.
Because that's also like poor planning for your night. Like if I'm like going out with a guy, I want to know like he has everything planned and figured out.
I know y'all like plans, man.
Yes. So like I want to know, you know what seats we're sitting in, that you got the VIP package and aren't beating somebody else up because you want to be in his seats that he paid for.
I'll tell you the mistake right now. One of the biggest mistakes is they went into a movie theater that doesn't have the nice seats. I'm too old. When I go to a movie theater, it's the recliner seats and there's space around me. Fandango app, you get your fucking seats, you reserve it. Bang, bang, boom.
Yeah.
And you don't hear other people chewing that
You don't
that
hear
way.
Shit.
It's much better.
If you go to a movie theater where it's everybody's on each other, it's, you know, sometimes
listen,
you do it.
I feel bad
sometimes
for the old man.
Listen to Fizz.
If he just wanted to go see
is that what you do? You give your popcorn to general admission? Oh, you guys.
Like, in that situation.
I'm recliners, okay? I'm have bottle service up here.
In that situation.
I'll have aquapana, please. Thank you.
When you see them bringing the sparklers, just follow the sparklers up the steps. We'll let you in. Don't worry.
They're going to have sparklers at the movie.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. It's going to be an event.
Well, that's like the Alamo now. Alamo Draft House. You write your little order. The waiter comes. You get loaded fries with shallots and jalapenos.
Shallots?
Yeah.
Or shallots.
Which that's also, I hate that they got you writing with those half a pencils.
Yeah, I hate that shit
like,
too.
My handwriting is not good with the half a pencil.
When the last time you seen a fucking pencil?
Like when you play mini golf. Like, what the fuck am I playing? Mini golf in this motherfucker?
What is this? You got playing spades?
You got me writing in the dark.
What's going on?
You know what I mean?
With the half pencil.
Scantron's going to pop up and taking a fucking.
What am I, applying for a summer camp job?
You did that once. We went to the movies once and you pre-ordered your food when buying a ticket through the app.
Yeah.
And that's like...
That's cool. That's cool.
That was the first time I did anything techie either. I'm not a tech nigga. So when all these tech motherfuckers around me was trying to get their food and I already had mine, I was like,
let's go.
Take the dumb nigga out. Dumb nigga figured it out. Fuck y'all niggas. I don't like none of that computer shit, but I used it this time.
That's insane to me.
You're like, we Bob China.
No, but
we bombed the shit out of China.
How did he get his tater tots first? It's like, so
we bombed China. Good for you, Mike Figgs. I see. Figgs is great. He's way better than that last motherfucker. Shan, you're doing good.
Thank
you. You're doing good. I like this.
You never even gave the other guy a chance.
Oh, fuck that nigga. No, because he came in wrong. Nigga's vibe was all off.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, too, because Shannon does not, like, she doesn't defend him at all.
Nah, so I knew, like, Shannon wasn't fucking with him. You're fucking vibe. I know. I read a girl vibe.
Right.
Girls hate to love me, so I know vibes.
Yeah.
But your vibe with him was off. Yeah. So I was like, oh, no, he's done.
Man.
I'm getting him the fuck out of here.
So the vibe here is better. How long has this been going on now? How long have you guys been doing the thing is together?
Maybe five months-ish. Five or six months.
Already better.
Okay.
It's nice. Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah.
And here's the crazy thing. The first time I met Shannon was my first time on rap with you at Ralph's.
Well, we were still doing it in the apartment?
That's not true?
No, it's not true. The first time you were booked on rap was because of me.
Yeah,
because I met you at Compound Media.
That's right. Yeah. I met Shannon at Compound.
I discovered
she got me on rap. So
what were you doing
over
at
She's been grooming me the whole time.
Y'all escaped Compound.
Yeah.
I don't know. Guest on something, in hot water or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think with Gino and Berg, and I think I met you through them, and then we got the rap going. I was like 200 pounds. I was skinny. She waited till I got fat, and then she threw me on the... on the squad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shannon's doing what dudes do to girls.
Yeah.
You know, wait till you
she
get fat.
You up.
And I get you.
Shannon frumped you
up.
A
lot easier once they're
fat. Put you in
fat.
The kitchen. Get that nigga an apron. Huh? Give him an apron.
Yo. Bear.
Bake some cookies. Shut right. up.
I don't know. Well, I don't know how much crossover there is from your other podcast, because you also don't do your other podcast with your partner either.
No, so that's done. That was over. Yeah.
So is Robbie now doing a podcast with Maddie somewhere?
I don't know.
Wow.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I haven't heard from Robbie. I wish him well, but it's been a minute. Yeah.
Damn,
but I remember.
But we had fun. We had a fun episode.
Yeah, we had a fun episode on there, and because T used to produce on your show.
Yeah.
There was actually a fact that I knew from your podcast about what caused your weight gain. Do you remember what it was?
You got a thyroid problem?
My Dominican girlfriend? My wife?
Right, but it was something that you were doing for her. It was a compromise that you made.
Yeah.
You took birth control?
I don't know.
Am
I trans? I might be trans.
Take that at all.
Okay, so
I was putting Doritos.
What I was understanding was she wanted a dog, so you got her a dog, but you're allergic to the dog.
Oh, yes. Shit.
So you had to take the medication for the allergies, and the medication made you blow up.
Yizzer.
So, that is insane.
This is
a steroid pump. So I'm pretty allergic to dogs. Even though the dog is hyperallergenic, it still fucks with me.
This is where I get like old man
game. It blew me up a little bit. So that plus the tostones and the mango every fucking morning, I'm all fucked up.
God. Damn.
Yeah. But I'm working on it.
Damn.
I'm working on it.
But I'm also
a fat fuck. I'm an Italian kid. It's bread all day long.
But just to make yourself fatter because of the dog medicine.
And now I love the dog. I love
the dog. And then the postalones.
The postalones?
The shit you just said? Postalones? That's the name of the food? Postalones?
Yo, I'm learning this too about... This is what I am learning about Spanish, because I'm learning like Spain Spanish.
Oh, okay. Spaniard
Spanish. Like, I just learned a word for basketball.
Yeah.
What's the word for basketball to you?
Basketball.
Okay, and that to me sounds right.
Yeah,
it's like baloncesto, something like that. And I'm like, that word stinks. Like, I understand why people just go basketball. You know what I mean? But fuck, I forgot what I was about
to say. Spain is tough though, because that's like the prestige Spanish. So they you know, España. So they don't go España. Like, I'm Puerto Rican, I go España.
Yeah,
they go España.
Oh, with the TH.
These
the hoity-toity motherfuckers.
So instead of saying gracias, they go gracias.
Shit. So the list Spanish.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Motherfuckers. Bro, get the fuck out of here.
We were in Texas, and we were talking to a Mexican chick in Houston. Who I have never heard such visceral hate. Look, Jorge's already nodding his head with his little Mexican head started. Their visceral hatred for Caribbean Latinos.
Oh damn,
is insane, bro. Like, this was straight racism.
Tell them what she said though. Why she was so pissed?
She started shitting on like Caribbean Latinos. One, because of the way they speak the Spanish. A lot of it's made up, which you know we hear that all the time. Tiana just taught me what high heels are called. They're called tacos because they make a sound.
You
when
gotta
you walk.
Say it right though.
So how you say
tacos?
Tacos.
Yeah.
because they go taka 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 when
yeah, when you walk. That's where the language comes from, right? It just makes shit up.
I never heard that shit.
It's like a tribal thing.
Tiana might be making shit up.
Almost a Dominican.
But what it really came down to for this lady.
This made me laugh.
Was she started going, and everyone thinks they're so hot, and everyone thinks that they're so sexy, and blah, blah, blah. And they go like, wait, are you just jealous?
This girl had the body of a trash can.
You're jealous
shit.
Because Mexicans aren't as hot
this
as Caribbean Spanish people.
Front, yeah. Like 2XL t-shirt, yeah. Paco
and,
jeans
and
on.
When
bitch,
I'm telling you, when Derek was like, oh, you mad because you built like a wisdom tooth, right? Like, and
oh,
we started adding to the concept.
Oh, she was pissed.
No, no, no,
like,
no.
Even when her brother brought up the fact that a Puerto Rican had to play Selena, that was like the icing on the cake
yeah,
of
yeah,
like,
that's it right there. Yeah.
You're not as hot, and you, yeah. I get it, you know what I mean? But it's just like, hey,
yo,
we're not lacking Mexicans, so clearly they're fucking. You
and
know
ready
what I mean?
For this? No, no, they're not lacking at all. I've seen Mexicans, two kids, a stroller with a kid, and another kid in front of the stroller. That's four kids.
Hanging
like,
on top
God
of the
damn.
Stroller.
They be in fucking. They be in the. They be in the laundromat playing soccer, like teams inside the laundromat. So I know there's they everywhere, bro. Yeah. They fucking. But what made it so great for me was that the girl that was doing all this, and we was just laughing and we was carrying on. She was pissed off at us, right? And then we had to do a show in the back, and she was standing there trying not to laugh, and me and Dave both cracked the fuck out of her and the whole crowd.
Good.
So she looked at us like, you sons of bitches. Like, y'all niggas funny too. I was like, yeah, bitch, yeah. Take that. Yeah. You mad at us? Because we came in New York the shit out of that because they was like, she was pissed. She did not want it. She hated us.
Yeah, the more I get into it, the more I'm learning. Yeah, Spanish people don't get along.
They don't get along.
People in Spain don't like Mexicans. Mm-hmm. People in Mexican don't like Caribbean Spanish. And
yeah, man, it's racist America,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, don't laugh at us blacks and our disagreements.
Because we was cooking. We had the best time because we was outsiders just looking in. To that other kind of racism. Yeah.
Is there racism within the black community, though? Of
absolutely.
Like, there is?
Are you yeah, crazy?
Light skin, dark skin.
That's the
and
first
now
one.
It's like, now it's becoming more classist because like if you're, there's so many bougie black people now.
Oh, yeah.
Black people are doing well. They won't admit it, but they're doing pretty well.
Doing well.
They claim that they're being... We whine and complain a lot about being oppressed, but everyone's got on $700 Yeezys,
hey,
essential sweatsuits.
Is a Maybach. All right.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's go back.
Let's go. Yeah.
My father's. Let me say that one more time. My father's company car is a Maybach. Let's but anyway, go back to you something.
Nah, I love it all the time. Like Derek is bougie black. I should hate Derek because I didn't grow up as good as he did. But I'm learning to put that to the side and just enjoy the party that is
two
now.
Pantries, nigga. Two pantries.
Yeah, that,
mom had a pantry. Dad had a pantry.
Did you guys have pantries growing up?
No.
Oh shit!
I had a china. Does that count? What's a
China
no,
closet?
No,
China closet.
No,
my mom had a China closet. My grandma had
a
China closet.
Of crystal glasses that just had dust
okay.
on it.
My grandma had a China closet.
A pantry is literally
a food closet.
A coat closet that they just store snacks in.
Oh, I like
they
that.
They just store snacks.
I
like,
got that now.
Two pantries.
I didn't have that before.
Two right. pantries.
I got that now.
Four clothes.
Two
yeah,
pantries.
Fuck that.
Up.
I don't need to put. I'll put my clothes in
two
bins.
Pantries.
But snacks? Yeah, put that.
Two pantries.
I never forget my first time.
Two pantries.
But did you grow up in like a house?
House, yeah.
So
my mom's we was apartments, but the apartments was like high ceiling apartments.
Nice.
And then my mom got a crib and then, you know, real estate, lawns and all that shit. Oh, yeah. And then when I went to go see my pop's still balling.
Yeah.
Because he got another job.
He makes people upset when he talks about like how he had an in-ground pool growing up.
Yeah.
With nice. Mexicans doing the landscaping.
I do that on stage. You have to understand, I had all of it.
I see, I was the best.
Like they used to come weed whack 110 degrees.
So wait,
me and my pop be inside in the air conditioner. Like,
you didn't have a pantry growing up.
No.
Were you a lot of snacks in the house growing up? Or?
Not a lot. A few. It was just like me and my sister. Just
uh-huh.
us two and my
and
parents.
Where were you storing your snacks?
Like in the cabinet, like in the cupboard.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just a two bedroom, more like 2.5 bedroom apartment in Brooklyn. Just
yeah.
like it's not, there was no house. I feel like you need like a house to have a pantry.
Yeah. I mean, I had a house growing up too, but we didn't have no pantry. We had, you know, a cabinet shelf dedicated to some chips.
We had a living room.
One shelf.
yeah.
Right under that was mugs.
Yes, a shelf. Yes.
yeah.
Oh, and then like one extra box of cookies on top of the refrigerator.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking about, I never forget the first time I saw like a pantry, like somebody opened the door and there was like just a walk-in closet with shelves and Oreos
You're going to be mad at what I'm about to say. And I grew up with the backup freezer.
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Just the white
with the
joint.
Extra meat.
You open
I
like
had
a chest.
Ribs, yeah. Steaks, nice. Chicken just on tap, nigga.
I'm not jealous of that.
I had barbecue on tap.
I would have been a total fat ass. That's the thing. When I see a pantry and I look at it, I'm like, how are you not a fucking house? You know what I mean? So I'm not jealous of that.
He used to run ball.
I am jealous. Last week, we found out he had one spanking his whole life.
Oh, I did hear that on the episode.
One spanking.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, right?
I got hit with Hot Wheel tracks. You ever get hit with a Hot Wheel track?
Oh, look at you. Yeah, I know. I've heard of it.
I don't think I've ever been spanked, but I wasn't bad. I was
never behave, baby.
Hey, you know what I use my Hot Wheel tracks for? To build bigger Hot Wheel tracks.
I'm going to therapy because of my Hot Wheel tracks.
You know what I did with my Hot Wheel tracks? You beat up motherfucker. I made bigger Hot Wheel tracks. My mom was like, all right, I bought you one that connect with the other one, and you get the cars to go around the house. My mom did not fuck around when it came down to my childhood. It was so great.
I've never beat my children with their tools.
She is great.
Yeah.
Life is good.
My mom is
overall,
shit,
life is good for Derek.
Shout out to Sound Diva 50.
Shout out to Sound Diva.
My mom's is the shit. Anyway,
I've never spanked my children with their toys. I have ripped the head off of a Barbie in front of my daughter.
Might be worse.
That story was
might
crazy.
Be worse.
No.
I don't know.
It was justified.
That's psychological.
It was
that
totally
was a psychological
justified.
Whooping. That was psychological.
That's what I'm saying. That's
this was Christmas morning.
Even worse.
Wow. Christmas morning.
Make it worse, Derek. Were you butt-ass naked when you did it, Derek? Make it worse.
That's Dave, you bitch-ass.
Let him say it a few more times.
Hey, that's
let
Dave.
Let him say it a few more times.
We all looking like you bitch-ass nigga.
I've been drinking.
Hey, get this nigga out of the studio.
Guys, I've been drinking. I apologize.
He was doing so good.
First time I met you, Derek.
He messing up names and shit. I got shades and a skull cap on. You can't tell the difference.
It's tequila.
Sorry, there's a worm in there.
This is why I do this. I make sure we look different.
These
crackers still get it wrong.
I'm a half cracker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just drinking it. Guys, I apologize.
He's a cracker with Sazon on it.
No, with spaghetti sauce on it.
Spaghetti sauce. Thank you. Wait, which is the white part? The crackers. How can I have a cracker with spaghetti? I'm Italian and Puerto Rican.
That's why I said Sazon.
Okay.
Sazon.
Okay.
Sazon,
The fucking Spanish.
So you
we'll be drinking, guys.
So you a platanos with toasted tomato basil in it.
Hey, let's go. Anyway, to change the subject.
So
good, Dave.
But what? It was Christmas. I had just gotten a pair of Beats headphones. I remember they was like $300. Nice.
Beats headphones.
They were snatching those.
I was so happy to have those.
Beats headphones.
The family pulled their money together to
put
make
the money
sure
together.
Daddy
it was donations.
Had a gift. A little tear dropped out of my eye when I opened it for me.
Let's
something
go.
For me.
Beautiful.
We had breakfast.
Breakfast.
And I came back to sit on the couch and found the headphones snapped.
What?
But put back together and placed to make it look as if like, oh no, nothing had to do. They were just like that.
Oh, shit.
Violation.
I knew exactly who did it.
Is it possible that they bought them that way as like refurbished or something and they just got you the cheap ones to begin with?
Is it possible?
And you look just like my daughters giving me that look.
Well, maybe.
Anything to not get hit.
Not to get hit.
So I didn't hit it, but I remember walking in.
Tell them what you did.
I walked in with the headphones,
put
them down, picked up a Barbie, ripped the head off, and threw it against the wall and walked the fuck out, right? Now,
was it a new Barbie that you got?
No, they put the head right back on and it was fine, but your headphones were still fucked.
Right. And my daughter randomly brings that shit up in front of people. Like, just randomly, we'll be talking about something and she'll be like, remember, that's like the time when you ripped the head off my Barbie's dad. Remember that when you ripped my Barbie? And I'm like, hey, explain what you broke my $300 headphones. That was a
broke
Christmas gift first.
$300 headphones, man. So, you don't do shit like that.
Did she get the message? Was the message received from that threatening act?
Yeah, they've never touched anything.
You want to hear it?
In fact, they all packed up and moved out a few years ago.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Oh, shit.
What a beautiful Christmas story.
Oh, shit.
Dave.
Holy shit. That's so funny. Charvella got the fuck up out of there, boy. Miss Charvella left. She left, took the baby, went down to Arizona.
Oh,
and the Barbie.
I do worry, though, without those kind of influences that my daughters... That's my biggest thing is like girls that like lie their way out of accountability. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. I always look at it like no one spanked her when she was a kid. Like, sometimes I'll see videos that make me feel like
she needs a spanking.
You almost want to be that dark superhero like Batman that just goes around giving girls spankings as kids.
I think you can find that video.
Batman wouldn't do that.
Clip that shit out. You better clip that. If you want that beat sponsor, you better clip that shit out. Little girl needs spankings. I'm going to go around spanking ass.
Little girl. Come on, Dave.
Spanking ass.
That sounds pretty problematic, it's man. That,
but you got to get them before they get to like this phase. All right.
Oh, so, before they come whole assholes.
Right, yeah. Right. So I want to show you all this other video. I want to get a reaction. I don't know whether you guys have seen this one. This is T. Can you play the video Girl Gets Caught Lying?
Oh, I'm going to like this.
Yeah, this is a wild one. So before this plays, Figs, have you ever had a girl lie to you and it was so obvious she was lying and you're just like, really? You're not even going to try? Like,
I mean, if I'm honest, no. Like, I've been with good girls. A lot of the girls have been with good girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were spanked, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah.
Spare the rod, spoil the
child. I pay to watch them get spanked.
What about you?
By guys that look
okay,
like you.
Okay, you said you weren't a bad kid, but like, no. Are you, I feel like even if you were lying, you could get away with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you lie to your parents or?
I mean, I'm sure that I did when I was a kid, but my dad was anti-spanking. My mom would always use it as a threat. Like, I'm going to get the wooden spoon or whatever. But it never actually came to fruition. Not that I can remember, at least. And okay. I think that I would remember it. But yeah, no.
You ever get the extension cord? You ever get hit with an extension
cord?
Oh,
yeah.
Just that hit, like, breaks the wind. Dude, the way it sounds.
One of my pride
and child
joys.
Abuse, guys.
I know. Yeah. One of my pride
That's why
joys,
I'm an alcoholic.
I cannot wait. And like, when my mom passes away, I want to take all of her bracelets that are dented up from hitting me, and I want to like frame them.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Like, see, my mom used to wear like a lot of bracelets and she couldn't wear them because they all had dents in them.
Your mom was giving you forearms? Jeez Louise.
Especially as I got bigger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got bigger.
She was throwing them bows at
Which
you?
Which was weird because it's like, I know, I've seen my mom fight regular people. She got hands, you know what I mean? Yeah. So all of this shit was like, yeah.
Because she loved you got the forearm and not the knuckles.
Yeah, but see, I don't lie.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, this is getting dark.
Very dark. Very dark, guys. Y'all need to wear these shades. Jesus Christ.
Getting stopped by police can often use many violent methods to try and escape. But what happens when suspects try to seduce or flirt with cops to avoid sentences? Here are four examples of when this very situation was caught on camera.
Starting right. with 48-year-old Kelly Move Clark, forward, my bad. Go like 3 minutes in. Not her. It's the... I ain't really... Yeah, this one.
It didn't include his person.
Can you find the beginning of this? My bad. So basically, this girl... Yeah, right there where she does the video. Go ahead, play that. Yeah,
from passes. Level, going so far Skyler. As to this video to thousands of people bragging about how she got away with a DUI.
Dumbass.
I got out of a DUI and got let off with a warning.
Skyler was pulled over after an officer saw her weaving around the road in a way that suggested she might not have been completely sober. But according to her video, she claims that using her flirtatious and quick wits, she managed to trick the officer and get away with a warning.
I blew a 3.8 and he let me off with a f***ing warning.
Are you like dead with a
3.8? Yeah. He was
3.8. She did the sloppy toppy 3000. That's what happened.
If her story is true, then the officer would be in serious trouble. But luckily, the officer in question recorded the entire interaction on his body cam.
Watch this.
And the video tells a completely different story.
All right, ready.
No.
My name's Deputy Stahl. I'm in the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. I pulled you over because you were weaving a little bit back there. Where are you coming from?
I was coming from my friend's house. I actually just got dumped.
Okay.
So I was like crying and like, I'm really
okay.
Dude, this is literally the sketch that you made, Derek.
Well, yes.
This is literally
because of alcohol. But if you're on your phone, have you been drinking or anything tonight? No, okay.
The deputy then does give Skyler a card with the sheriff department's information on it, but it didn't include his personal number and it didn't come with an invitation to dinner.
Sounds like you're having a rough night, so I'm not going to add to that by writing you a ticket or anything, okay? So I'm just going to give you a warning. It's not a big deal.
Wow.
I just want to make sure you're okay. You were weaving a little
bit. He still fell for it.
Right.
Privilege.
So my information.
So a little young little hottie in the car.
Little Audi.
His brother, my boyfriend, came from the Barbie movie.
Yeah, I'm
okay. No, you're fine. Yeah, well, no, you don't need to apologize. I mean,
no need to apologize.
Hey, let's go.
Skyler's video doesn't just contain disgusting footage of her laughing and bragging about exploiting this officer's kindness, but also states that she blew a 3.8 on the breathalyzer, ignoring that she wasn't even tested in the first place. The legal limit is only around 0.8 and already makes driving dangerous.
Yeah, 3.8, bitch. Come on.
Skyler was not only blackout drunk, but close to
so you
dead.
Were right, yeah. Shannon. Yeah. That was weird. Hold on. Pause that. Shannon, why were you so familiar with that?
3.8 will kill you, ho.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. 3.8?
Why do you know that?
I feel like, because doesn't everybody know that like 0.8 is the legal limit? So I was just like, isn't that
3.8?
I never heard of that.
Three times
the look of panic on Fick's face. So what? The legal limit?
Whoa, that's great. There's too many percentages.
I don't even drive.
Right.
I don't drive. So yeah. I don't know how I came across that information.
But that to me, that girl needs a spanking, right?
No, she needs to be punched in the face.
That's a spanking.
Yeah, but no, I don't agree. Yes, I don't agree as much with like the spanking as a kid, but I do think there's something to like an adult that has never been punched in the face.
Mm.
You know, so you think that there's never consequences to actions ever, and she clearly like she needs like a rude awakening.
Yeah.
Like public shaming or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully this is enough. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's terrible, bro.
Because I think they did contact her a bit more, and she did put another video out apologizing
after they went on their date.
Yeah, that's so funny.
After they went to Arthur and Sons, they had a fucking.
She threw him. She blew a 3.8.
Yeah. She blew the cop.
He was a cop. He was hot. I don't know if I could date a law enforcement lady. Like, I don't even know if I could date a chick on desk duty. You know what I mean?
Some of these Dominican mommies with the bulletproof vest and the whole NYPD thing, they look good, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're scaring me a little bit.
Shout out to the old fly Puerto Rican bitches that worked the counter at the bodega.
Yeah.
The ones that was like bad in the 2000s, but they all aged and they still look good.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Fuck them cops.
Bodega.
Yeah. The bodega girl that's 50, but she's still bad.
Yeah. White hair. That's my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law.
She works
at a deli. They own a deli in Harlem, Dominican deli.
Yeah.
She's beautiful, stunning white hair. She's like Dominican Storm.
Yeah.
Beautiful fucking white hair.
Damn.
Bad.
Good for you, man.
Bad.
Good for you.
Crackheads come to the deli with stuff that they stole from Target. Legos, all this shit.
And give it to her like a bouquet.
She buys it for $5. I flip it on eBay. Shout out to my eBay. I just sold 2 Star Wars Lego sets for $55 each. I paid $5
And people wonder why bodegas are open 24 hours.
Let's go.
And how they stay in business off of just cigarettes.
Crackers.
Not just cigarettes.
No.
Yeah,
it's a market.
It's a market.
Yeah, I see that too. Like, I go to a Dominican barbershop and people come in peddling their wares. And it's weird that they don't stop. They don't stop crackheads from coming in the store at all.
Because they get stuff.
Yeah.
They'll give them $5 for a fucking vacuum, a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
A Dyson?
Dude.
That's the Batman of vacuum.
Dude, that is the Elon Musk of fucking vacuum.
That's awesome. A Dyson? With the roly roll?
Yeah, like Bluetooth and shit. Like, how the fucking vacuum got Bluetooth?
The Dyson be having this thing where it roll and you can't get it, like, it cuts corn. Like, you can't not do a U-turn. Yeah. Like, you don't get stuck. Like, the technology on that, you can just vacuum as long as you want.
You can just do this.
It vacuum the air. Like, you hold the air, it suck all the dirt out. Like, a Dyson is some real shit, bro.
You can play Quidditch with this shit. Put it between your legs and just fly out, motherfucker. Like, fuck a Dyson.
Yo.
Hocus pocus.
Dude, everything. I'm telling you.
They sell a Dyson for $5?
Dyson.
They'll sell whatever they got.
Yeah,
if the crackhead is knowledgeable.
I've seen a crackhead come into this, because usually they'll ignore them. If they're not interested, they just keep cutting. Just keep cutting. But one day, the crackhead came in with one of them scooters.
Okay.
A scooter with a spare battery.
Ooh.
Everybody's haircuts got paused. Like, oh, wait a minute.
And then finally the right guy goes, $15. And the crackhead's like, sold.
I'll take it.
Whole auction broke out.
Dominican barbers, they also do lottery. They do Dominican lottery from DR. That's another thing.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're in there, if you
wait,
like, what
there's
the fuck's
a
going
lottery
on?
Going on in the Dominican
they
Republic?
They do. So it's like, you know how New Jersey has their separate lottery? You know what I'm saying? Like, New York has New York Lottery.
Right.
New Jersey has New Jersey Lottery.
Right.
DR has DR Lottery.
Okay.
And a lot of them, you know, it's hard to, you can't do it online or whatever. So the barbershop, they have people, they make phone calls, and they do it there. My mother-in-law sent me one time to do it for her, and they didn't do it because they thought I was a cop.
Yeah.
She had to call the guy, and she's like, no, that's my son-in-law, whatever. And he was like, nah, no.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
They ain't gonna do it. So then she was like, don't worry about it, and she ended up doing it because they didn't trust me.
And so she
came with me and showed them, and then so now I could do it. But at first they were like, we don't know this.
See, that's a weird thing too, that they don't go to like, you know, like Dominican.
There's no lottery. You can't do Dominican lottery. You know
but it's
I mean?
Like, yeah, Dominicans, they also like don't go to like the casino. And it's like, why would they?
Also, how about let the poor people living in the Dominican Republic have their lottery? I mean, like, if you live here, let them have it.
Between them and Haiti, if they don't pull their resources together to fix that fucking island,
hating on each other.
What are you doing?
These motherfuckers need to connect.
What are you doing? Like, you're just gambling it away. Meanwhile, the Haitians are dying three miles away. That's
3 miles away.
So here's the thing about that. There is a lot of hate between DR and Haiti.
I know.
But there's also a lot of love. There's also a lot of Dominican families that are so mixed with Haiti. Like, I go to barbecues with my girl, and they are Haitians. They are all different types. Light-skinned, DR, and they're all cool with each other.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, why? Yeah, they just so it's a thing. It's like a thing with us. Like, you know.
I've moved into Little Caribbean, right, down in Flatbush. I like it. It's more residential.
There's a lot of hate. I was going to say on the record. There is a lot of hate. I'm not trying to defend
this shit. This is what I'm trying to get to. I kind of understand where the hate comes from.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So, like, when Jamaicans, when they do they parties, they, you know, caravan, all that shit like that, boom, it's an event. Cool. Shut it down. The cops, they block the street off the night before. You know, same thing, Puerto Rican Day Parade, all that. Hey, block the streets off. Hey, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
The Haitians had something last weekend that was just... They was just in the street.
Oh, shit.
Like,
they didn't get a park permit?
Wasn't no flag?
There was cops with them, but they didn't shut shit down other than, like, at that moment. Yeah. So it's just like, they were just an inconvenience.
Oh, wow.
And it was just, it was all religion. It wasn't nothing for nobody to partake in. It was old people on bullhorns yelling at you about God. And you're like,
oh, but they always do that.
I see why people don't fuck with y'all. This ain't no party. You know what I mean? Don't block traffic for this horse shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's Saturday. It's a fucking party, man. We'll do church on Sunday, man. But don't.
They might have been Haitian of Venice. You know, the Haitian of Venice, they have church on Saturday, and then they got to have church all over the streets to let everybody else know that they're having church.
You made that up.
No. 7 Day of Venice.
Haitian evangelicals. What the fuck
is that? No, Haitian of Venice. Oh, 7 Day of Venice, those people that go to church on Saturday. So just take 7 Day out, put Haitian of Venice. Maybe they do their church on Saturday. But yeah, that can get a little taxing.
Yo, I used to say I was 7 Day of Venice, so that I didn't have to work at this job on Sunday.
That's kind of fun. That's kind of fun.
I found out about 7 Day of Venice. My first baby mom, ghetto, it's the way to start a story.
Okay.
She was a 7 Day of Venice, so that's where I learned about it from.
Okay.
And that their Sabbath was on Saturday, and I never forget this delivery job that I had. I lied to them right now. It was like, can you work on weekends? Not Saturday. Why not? I'm Seventh Day Adventist. That's my holy day.
That's my holy day.
Just lied right to. I cannot worry. I never work on Saturday. It's wild. All right. This was fun, man. We talked about good stuff. You finished all that tequila there?
No, I got a little left. I'm just enjoying. We're hanging.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
All right. What do you guys have to plug? The thing is, tell us about the thing is. What is the thing is? What are you guys still discussing on that pod?
Yeah.
The same. We're still sticking with the same segments. So we talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts, paranormal experiences.
Yeah.
It's a good blend.
You got to get that girl on from that AMC video that we watched earlier.
Oh my God.
I just want to know how that date ended. You know what I mean? Like,
and when she says, oh, I've never been in a fight, and then we just hit her.
Yeah.
There you go, Shane.
Let's go. Ellis Mania. Shane and fights. Yeah. AMC girl. Let's go.
Dope.
But yeah, it's fun. We're having fun.
Have you guys, gone on some ghost hunts with your thing, right?
We've been on one so far. Figs hasn't yet, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay, and all of the results of your ghost hunts are on your YouTube channel?
Yep, you can watch it. It was with Maddie. Sorry, Derek. It was with Maddie and I, and we went with Brian Six and Ryan Shaner to a house upstate, and we spent the night there.
Hmm. Yeah. Did anybody get into any?
There were some weird things that happened.
Yeah. Okay. Anything that caused anyone? Did anyone need to apologize coming back from that thing? Like, did
anybody shit on themselves?
Yeah. Because I feel like this is a situation we always, and I know we didn't get a chance to ask you last time you were on, but like, we always ask people, was there a time that you should have apologized but didn't? And I'm curious whether that happens on these ghost hunts. Like, is anyone like, hey, Shannon, this is some goddamn bullshit. You got me out here.
No, I would say the opposite, that maybe there were apologies to me for people that drank too much over the course of the trip and got like a little annoying.
It got a little belligerent.
Yeah, a little annoying because we were drinking for a long time. We got there at like 6 and then we stayed up to like 3 in the morning investigating. And we're just like drinking White Claws
if y'all saw the ghost, it probably wasn't even a ghost.
Yeah. Why?
Y'all motherfuckers lit.
Or
man,
maybe
y'all ain't
they,
sleeping.
Maybe they feel more comfortable to come out because they're like, oh, everyone's chill.
Okay, what is that? Why is the ghost thing always at night? Why is it never in the daytime?
So I've heard different explanations about it, and some some are that people are more conscious of what's happening at night because, you know, it's dark. Like, you're more aware of certain sounds that you hear. You're paying more attention to things during the day. Everyone's so busy. And then also, like, out and about during the day, if you saw a ghost, maybe you wouldn't even know it. Maybe it just looks like somebody walking down the street and you're not paying as much attention during the day as you would at night.
Yeah, that's scary.
Damn, there's a video I wish we could show them. The one with the three guys. It was like a sports podcast and they were doing a Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
And they caught it on camera. Tiana, I don't know if you could find it.
Yeah, I think they might be tight on time. But we can send it to you guys to look at another time.
Well,
yeah,
let me ask you real quick, Figs. Where do you stand on ghosts? I mean, as an Italian and Latino.
I try not to fuck with them. It would ruin my life. ruin my life. I don't.
You believe that they're there?
I try not to.
Do you believe? Are you Puerto Rican or?
I'm Puerto Rican and Italian.
Okay.
Are you Puerto Rican? Not today.
No.
Those are big religions. Those are two different types of
Catholic. I was raised Catholic, but right now I'm not.
Do you believe in Brujeria? Is that that right?
Brujeria. That's Dominican. Brujeria.
That's
Dominican
in that?
Shit. My girl does. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I've seen some wild shit, and I literally just go, I'm gonna go outside.
Yeah.
There's like this Dominican tribal music that they play sometimes. All right. You know, and the aunts will start like feeling shit, and they start like fanning them down, and I like, all right, let me.
Oh, that's the Holy Ghost. Black
I got it. I go.
And you got to grow up with it to understand that. But yeah, man, like watching, you know, Latina women get into voodoo, and you're just like,
if there are ghosts, don't fuck up my weed cipher. That's all I'm saying.
You can do whatever fuck you want.
You could be a ghost. You think. Just don't fuck up my body.
Sound like the black dude in scary movies.
Yeah.
He's fucking shorty. Hey, whatever. No, whatever.
And that's where I'm I hate to say that, but that's where I'm at. It's just where I'm at.
I agree.
Look, if y'all got all this shit going on, keep it the fuck
away
from me and my gang. Because we over here smoking having a good time.
Yeah. There will be no ghosts. Ghosts come to no need for apologies. They get stomped out. Straight black Air Force One energy.
Or I'm teasing the ghosts. Or I'm ranking on them.
Which, I just watched Scary Movie 2, and that does seem to work. That does seem to work. You remember Scary Movie 2?
When he starts like yelling at the ghosts.
Anytime when black people got cornered, they would either start riffing on them or just beat them the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Ghosts are insecure.
Yeah. I think they fuck with your mental state. So if you can be stronger mentally than the ghost, you will
survive.
That's
what I'm saying. Ghosts are insecure. You know why? Because they still on earth lingering around like they missed something. No, motherfucker. Die. But if you want to be here with the living, we gonna get your ass.
Yeah.
And I gotta send a shout out to our good friend Chloe Hilliard. She had the best joke about black people in the supernatural I've ever heard in my life. This joke made it to Time Out magazine. It was so good. But she was saying how black people never see ghosts, right? It's just we don't have, and she goes, I think it's for a simple reason. You have to own the house in order to haunt the house.
Wonderful joke.
You guys have been great, man. Thank you for coming on. One by one, tell the people where they can find you online if they're looking for you.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982, and then the show on YouTube, iTunes, wherever you listen, and of course, GasDigital.com.
Hell yeah. At Comic Mike Figs on Instagram. Going to YouTube. My dates are on there. If you're in the city, come to the Comic Strip or the Stand. I'll be hosting, having a good time there. Fuck yeah. At Comic Mike Figs.
Yeah. Go see Mike Figs too, man. I love performing with Mike. Mike is a fun watch.
He's a
fun comic to watch. A fun hang. Everything, you know. He drinks a lot. So good. Yeah. Go out. Do the thing, man. Go see Mike. Go hang out with him, man. If you see him on the show with us, you know, definitely show up. It's going to be a fucking great time.
Yeah.
Toto Tower.
Toto.
You guys say goodbye to the people.
Watch High Society Radio here on the Gas Digital Network. Thursdays on Gas, Mondays on YouTube.
Always, always, always follow us everywhere. No need for apologies on YouTube and TikTok and all the socials. I'm Tiana Sasha. Tiana, T-E-O-N-A, all over the place.
All right, Derek.
Hey, you know what it is. It's the great boy. T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T-B-O-Y. On Instagram. You know, I ain't on all of them. I got social media, but if you want to see me somewhere, Instagram.
All right.
Let's go.
And this is the best I could do as a birthday present, like a nice hetero birthday present, all right?
Thank you, man.
This is my homie. It's his birthday weekend, so what I want you all to do, everyone who's watching this, go watch something that has the great boy in it.
Oh, wow.
King of Staten Island. Yeah. Inside Amy Schumer. Bumpkiss. The Helmster.
Bumpkiss. Bumpkiss. So good, man.
Inside, that damn Michael Che is still a fun
that
show.
That damn Michael Che
match.
Show. You watch him on Blue Bloods. You watch him on The Last OG. And I need you to take a picture of whatever you're watching.
Wow.
And post it so he can share all of this
Thank
shit in his stories.
Guy.
Let's
my
make this
God.
A Derek Gaines weekend.
That.
All right.
That's some fly shit.
Go watch
I got homies,
something
nigga.
That Derek is in. Take
the
a screenshot.
I got friends.
Post it on
nigga.
Instagram and tag him. Let him know we are watching MTV.
I'm
is
rich
not
in friendship.
Dead. Movies are not dead. All right.
6 foot nothing game.
See you guys at Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Good night. No need for apologies. Peace. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.